Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team.
Rams Nation, what's happening? What's up? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams, and I'm back. It's been a while. NFL season, which was in a lull for a while, so took a little bit of time off. Had some trips, went to Vegas, went down south into the OC here in California. Pretty excited about the things that happened. Not too bad. Some stories will come up over the days as we bring on some people and have some chats, and we'll get you all caught up here on what's going on here in the world of Rams football. Remember, once we really get going close to season, Lockdown Rams is your daily source for news, updates, me blabbling about the team, venting, telling you what I think, getting some experts on, bringing on some of our old co-hosts like James Kroger and chatting it up and really having some good talks about what's going on with team expectations and more. So crazy excited for this season. I saw the Rams post the other day on their Instagram, kind of a flashback Friday, 57 yards, Todd Gurley to the house. That was that 3rd and 20 up in Seattle, week 15 or whatever that was, and said we are 57 days until we are officially back to football. So that is exciting. That gets me all jacked up, and nothing better than to watch some Todd Gurley highlights running all over the Seahawks. Always makes me feel pretty good. So excited as we get closer and closer, and we look all around social media and we see more and more news coming out. We've got some news to talk about today since we got to kind of get caught up here. We're going to talk about LaMarcus Joyner and the franchise tag. Obviously, the deadline is passed today as we record here on Monday past 4 o'clock, and he is going to play on his franchise tag. So we're going to get into that a little bit, break that down, what I think about that, how that kind of plays into Aaron Donald and what's going on there. We haven't really talked about Jamon Brown yet, the suspension. I'll kind of mention that a little bit later in the show, kind of talk a little bit about that. And we'll talk about that over the next couple weeks as we, again, bring some people on and get their thoughts and how we're going to fill that. Only 2 weeks, but never a great way to start the season with one of your main guys who we did last year with our offensive line. Everyone starting consecutive games the whole season, and you start the first two games without your starting lineup. So we'll see how that kind of gets to us in the first couple weeks. And then we'll talk about random stuff that pops in our brain throughout the time. But I'm really excited to be back here and talking. So we'll get about 3 shows up this week, and then we'll slowly start to increase it as we get closer to camp. And then once we're mid-season, we're going to be doing a daily podcast, 5 episodes a week, Monday through Friday. We're going to break down the game. We're going to talk about upcoming games. We're going to talk about the matchups and all that fun stuff and any news that kind of is breaking throughout the league. You'll hear it first here on Locked On Rams. All right, before we get kicked off on this Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams, you know what it is. I want to tell you about an exciting thing that came across our way that we're going to share with our Locked On listeners. This episode is sponsored by Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, Core Essentials with a K, the best belt you can ever own. And I'm not joking about this. I own a couple of these. They're pretty sweet. What makes the Core belt so awesome? No belt holes. That's right. Instead, their belts use the hidden track on the back of the belt with over 40 sizes to choose from. Ever wonder why your pants slip and turn at the waistline into your gut? Every day at work, you walk, eat, you play, your waist size fluctuates in and out. Just a little bit at a time. The Core track belt adjusts to match your waist exactly. Each point on the Core track belt is just a quarter inch apart. That simple, smart innovation means you get precise, steady, and comfortable fit every time you put it on. And it's pretty true. Removing or adjusting the track belt is simple. Pinch the small tab under your buckle. We saw this all on the airplane. Hello, this is simple stuff. It's belts. Core's patented design also makes it easy to remove the buckle or swap styles. Core track belt ships one size to fit every waist from 24 to 44 inches. And an XL belt goes up to 54 inches. Adjust the size yourself using the easy guide. Core's men's belt carry a 30-day money-back guarantee and a full 1-year warranty against all defects, usual wear, or breakage. So feel confident when you shop knowing that you're covered. But trust me, you're going to love it and get rid of all your other belts. Visit coreessentials.com to learn more about your own Core track belt to see firsthand why it's the best belt you're ever owned. Seriously, once you go Core, you'll never go back. And since you're one of our listeners, you'll save 10% on your order when you use the promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Remember, that's Core with a K, K-O-R-E, essentials.com, and use the promo code LOCKEDON to save 10% on your order. Bada bing, bada boom. Easy peasy. Go get your belts. Let's talk some Rams football. All right. Well, now to the main story of the day. LaMarcus Joyner. As we talked at the beginning of the show, the Los Angeles Rams and LaMarcus Joyner couldn't come to a long-term deal today, so he'll go under the franchise tag, which will pay him $11.3 million this year. No complaint form necessary for that paycheck. Even though I know LaMarcus was probably looking to get a long-term deal done. Last year, LaMarcus played 12 games for the Rams, 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 9 pass deflects, and 1 forced fumble. He had a great season for us, adding 39 tackles, 10 assists. Man was everywhere all over the field. No complaints coming out of his position. And we really weren't sure how this was going to go, right? We've still got Aaron Donald we got to pay. You know, he hashtag pay the man has really taken over this offseason and last offseason. They're talking about that they've, you know, continuing conversation, but we haven't heard any news on that. We didn't know how this was going to really come into play with LaMarcus Joyner. We don't have tons of money left to play with all the signings and additions that they did in the offseason. And really kind of as you're looking forward into the 2019 season and how we're going to kind of re-put this together, I think all that goes into play. LaMarcus, as I mentioned, played 12 games last year. I don't know if the Rams had a little bit of caution as far as his health. Can, you know, do we want to see him play 16 games as the starter in that role, second year into this defense, and really see what he can do and work on, you know, building that core young going in next year? And he's a guy that we want to take care of. You know, one thing that you got to love is that Joyner kind of came out previously, said that he's comfortable playing on the franchise tag. You know, thinking back a couple years ago, he was really just trying to find a role on this team and try to come in and you know, contribute. And the more and more playing time that we had, you know, given to him, the more and more he shined. I think just he's excited to be on this defense. He realizes how special this defense can be. So he had mentioned, and here's a quote from him, "I believe in letting the chips fall where they may." And this was back in March. "When I was franchised, it was just like, okay, so now I have another opportunity to win a Super Bowl with this organization and also continue to see where they see me as far as their future plans. That was my whole thought process on it." And the nice thing is you don't go franchise and tagging a guy that you have no interest in at all, right? Obviously, you're not sure if you don't want to have that long-term commitment, but you're also kind of telling him like, hey, man, we're not letting you go, and we're not going to let anyone else get you. So for him, for a guy that fought to get on this team, and for him, for the Rams to come out and drop $11.3 million on one season for him, gives him a little bit of an idea that, hey, we think you're a pretty good guy, and we want to keep you around, but we got to find a way to fit you in. Scary thing on the other side of this is you're kind of looking at the negative side is, you know, a lot of the Rams fans kind of went and said, I can't believe, you know, we're not paying our core players. We're not paying these guys. We're just going to let a lot of these guys slip in free agency. Yeah, that's part of the nature of the beast when your roster is as stacked as we are. You only have so much money. You can only pay certain people. When you got superstars like Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald and your franchise quarterback and Jared Goff, some of these guys that are coming up, you have to think about where the money's going to go, right? And that may end up screwing a few of these guys like LaMarcus Joyner. But at the end of the day, you really want them to build that we, not me team atmosphere. Give them the big paycheck this year as far as the franchise tag goes. And hopefully over time we'll be able to build not only a defense around him that's going to make it really tough for him to want to leave, but be able to bring something to the table to him next year during free agency and say, hey, this is what we think. This is what we can do. You know, we want you here long term. Maybe that's a 4-year deal, you know, 4 or 5 year deal, whatever it may end up being. Get the guy paid a little bit, but there is that risk of that he's gonna, you know, make a run for it, and you know, maybe the Browns are an awesome team next year and still have a bunch of money, and he goes, you know, floating for that paycheck and gonna try it to get a Super Bowl somewhere else. There's a lot to happen between here, this free agency that we just had, and then going into next year. So a lot of stuff to really develop. The one thing I love about it, he's not one of those guys like Le'Veon Bell, another player that did not get signed. And in fact, no player got signed long-term on the franchise tender day. There were only 4 of them. I think it was Lawrence of the Cowboys, and Le'Veon Bell, and then obviously LaMarcus Joyner. And then I cannot remember off the top of my head the guy with the Lions. So no one got a deal. So we're not out of the ordinary there, but I think this is the way that they were going to go. You know, I saw some hate on Instagram kind of going, what are we doing? I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but I think if we sign them, we're going to see that same hate on Instagram and Facebook and whatever you're seeing your news from, people commenting and of going, well, what are we doing? We got to pay AD. Why are we paying this guy all this money and signing him for 5 years, 4 years, and we haven't signed AD yet. What are we doing? So it's kind of tough to break down and figure out where would we have really been happy today. You know, was that going to be a four-year deal for LaMarcus Joyner or a five-year deal for LaMarcus Joyner? And then now all of a sudden, you know, AD's got to go into camp holding out, and we miss him for, you know, a first game of the season like we did last year because somehow we don't have him locked in long term. And then now all of a sudden next year going in, we've got to franchise tag Aaron Donald and go through this whole mess that I mentioned with Le'Veon Bell and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going through right now, which his agent actually came out today and said this is probably going to be his last year in Pittsburgh, that he wanted to be a Pittsburgh for life, but they couldn't get that done. And, you know, that they kind of are a little upset about that, and he's going to come and play. I think he came to his Twitter and said he's going to have his best season ever and expect big things, but I think that's going to really just be his farewell unless they can throw a lot of extra money at him next year. So looking at long-term of this as far as how LaMarcus Joyner piece really plays into the team, you got to think a couple different things. And I think with all the different scenarios that you could play out as far as who to sign who and when, I think this is the right move. The last couple years, I was against some of our franchise tags. We did Tremaine Johnson 2 years in a row, and that number continued to grow. And we weren't really sure if Tremaine was the guy at that position. I love Tremaine Johnson, but he had a breakout season a couple years ago where he had, you know, something like 8 interceptions. He never seemed to get quite back to that form. But LaMarcus Joyner, on the other hand, I think everyone is sure, like, we really love this guy. He's one of the best safeties in the league. He's a young talent. He fits this team perfectly with the attitude that we have up front and even what we've added at the corner position. So for him in the back, everyone feels really comfortable with him there. But again, 12 games last year, we got to think about long-term. Can this guy be, you know, he does come off that small frame. Can he be a guy who loves to go out there and dish out the big hits like he does and make the big plays? Can he stay healthy for 16 games and then throw that into adding into a playoff run? We need him to be there and be consistent. And I think that's maybe part of the reason why the Rams say, hey, we love you, but we want to try this out for one more year and see how you go this year before we start throwing out these massive, crazy top safety money at you. And then again, as you look at the flip side of that, next year, I mean, this guy could have a Pro Bowl year, be one of the best safeties in the game, and all of a sudden his price tag goes up. So it's one of those games that the front office has got to play, and I think they played it right here. We got to get AD done. I think that's a big focus of them. You know, obviously they spent their time with LaMarcus and probably having some chats and trying to figure out, you know, what was possible. But after looking at things, we got to save every penny we have to go get Aaron Donald, and now there should be no excuse for not signing Aaron Donald before preseason comes and before training camp because, you know, why else do this move, right? If we're not going to sign Aaron Donald to that massive contract that we're all waiting for, then, yeah, I think we need to go out there and give that money to guys like LaMarcus Joyner. But my hope is that we are saving that money for a guy like Aaron Donald. That will all play out within time. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I'm excited to get James on the show here and kind of ask him his thoughts on it and kind of continue to break it down. Reach out to me, guys. I forgot to say at the beginning, but reach out to me at @LA_RamblingBear on Twitter. Locked On Rams is the show's tag, both on Instagram and Twitter. Go give us a follow. If you haven't followed us on Instagram yet, just started that not too long ago. It's been fun doing that. So reach out to us there. Get some good fun interactions. But that's my thoughts on the LaMarcus Joyner. I'd love to hear your guys's. I'm on the position of this was the right move. Let him play out this contract. Go sign AD, but we got to go sign AD. And that will be some more, obviously, as we leaning up to training camps and whatnot. We'll get into those talks as well. Switching gears here a little bit, I want to jump on to the other side of the football. We had some news break, and I know we all are aware of it, but I just want to kind of address it and talk a little bit about it. Jamon Brown was suspended in early January for violation of league substance abuse policy. Brown's still allowed to participate at training camp and preseason games, but will not be on the active roster for the season opener against the Oakland Raiders on Monday night, and then week 2 matchup against the Arizona Cardinals, which is, I believe, here in the Coliseum out here in Los Angeles. Brown, another one of those guys, as we start to talk about long-term plans, I believe he's going to be a free agent next year. He's a 4-year pro, can return to the active roster on the 17th. Week 3 versus the Chargers, which, thank God, I'm excited. We cannot lose that game to the Chargers for more reasons than one. Whew, got me a little, got some anxiety just thinking about that. I want to read this statement that he released on Twitter because it was a little interesting. This is from Jermon Brown. He said, "I've always been taught when you make a mistake, you own up to it. I made a mistake 18 months ago, and I've been suspended for 2 games by the NFL for that isolated mistake. I apologize to the Rams organizations, my coaches, my family, teammates, friends, supporters, and all the Rams fans out there. I let you down. I'm going to work extremely hard to show you that one mistake is not who I am, and it will not keep me from reaching my personal goals or helping the LA Rams win the Super Bowl. I appreciate your continued support." Interesting. They never really came out, or I haven't seen yet, so if you guys have seen it, let me know, of what the substance abuse was. I mean, we are in California, so maybe it's weed, or is it alcohol? To my knowledge, I have no clue what it is yet. And the crazy thing is, he talked about this happened 18 months ago. So, again, I'm not, you know, this huge NFL rules expert or how this happens, but I'm curious to see how long this has been in the works or where this came from, or, you know, was this, I mean, 18 months, that was a long time ago. That was last season. So maybe we're lucky that, you know, he got to play out last season. The process had to go through itself. 2 games, not the end of the world, but like I mentioned earlier, one, you never want to have your team involved in this type of issues, right? The character type issues or drug issues or substance abuse or any abuse in that matter. The Rams have done a great job actually since McVay came into the picture of really staying out of trouble, being a high character team on and off the field. And so this was a little uneasy to kind of read and see what happened. Big fan of Jermon Brown. I think he's really stepped up his level of play over the past couple of years and really became a great part and a needed part of this offensive line. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, going to be tough to watch our team, you know, open the season on Monday Night Football and not having our full active roster with Jermon Brown being out. Thankfully, it's only 2 games. Again, what we can take at this point is that Austin Blythe will probably be the guy that steps in there. He was the guy that kind of filled a lot of the holes last year, even just for plays at a time if people got banged up. Again, like I said, we had our starters start every single game except for that San Francisco 49er game because they were actually sat for health or rest for the playoffs, which we're going to be curious to see if that happens again, what we do, because it didn't really work out for us last time. But Austin Blythe got a lot of experience, third-year pro. He saw a bunch of time at center and guard last year. So we'll find out more when training camp opens up on July 26th and then we start plugging some players in there. That would be my take at early on. It was cool to see some of the Rams respond to the news. Todd Gurley basically posted and said that he's got his back and he understands, don't feel bad, and, you know, we still love you, that type of deal. Just said come back stronger and better. I think that goes a long way, you know, and shows a lot about the character of our team, that no one's throwing anyone under the bus here. We're all trying to get better every day. So love seeing that, some support right away. Minor setback for the major comeback, as he hashtagged in his post. So hopefully that is the case. We'll find out maybe a little bit more about this. But for me, Jermon Brown out 2 games, not the end of the world, but not something that you're super excited about going into Monday Night Football against the Oakland Raiders, who've got, you know, Khalil Mack and that crazy defense, and John Gruden's going to be putting a lot of pressure on Gurley early and often. So you really want everyone to be out there in full strength. But again, Austin Blythe did a great job filling in when needed. My thing is just, why 18 months ago? What was it? It's an isolated mistake, it says. So I have no clue. I have a lot of questions. I may have to do some more digging when I get James on here to talk about this as well. But just kind of want to share my thoughts on that. As I'm looking down here at the time, I haven't been on in a while. I'm sitting here blabbling quite a bit. So I want to save some stuff for you guys for the rest of the week. But I wanted to jump in, say hello. I know I've got some awesome listeners out there, and you guys have been reaching out to me about when we're going to jump back and have a pod. So today kind of sat down and wanted to just talk with, obviously, the news of LaMarcus Joyner and kind of speak a little bit on Jermon Brown. We'll talk more in the weeks coming as some of the stuff that's going on with McVay and, you know, transitions from OTAs now into spring training. We'll give you some dates information, what's going on at spring training, updates on stadiums, not only the new one that we have going on in Inglewood, but our stadium that we're going to be playing at the Coliseum. They've had some really cool additions and, steps forward in the growth there as well. So we'll talk about all those things. We're going to have some fun guests on. We're going to have the Locked On NFL Fantasy group on. We're going to do some crossovers. We're going to reach out to Pro Football Focus. We're going to have them on here. James, of course. And we're going to continue to get some fun guests. So appreciate you guys listening as always. Appreciate all the messages in our downtime here. And we're excited to be back talking some LA Rams football. Again, you know the deal. If you got questions, comments, or concerns, reach out to me at LA_RamblingBear on Twitter. Locked On Rams on Instagram and Twitter. And then if you ain't got none of those social medias, get with it. No, I'm just playing. Hit me up on Gmail. LockedOnRams@gmail.com. Taking all questions over there as well. If you guys shoot me something, I'll be more than happy to read it on air and give you a shout out. So we're going to start doing some mailbag, maybe do a mailbag Monday, something like that, once we get into full swing here. So think of some good questions, things you want to hear on the podcast, and we'll talk that over in the upcoming weeks. But you know what it is. Until next time, Rams Nation, peace.